Turnaround Tuesday reared its head. Took a while. I didn't really want to do it overnight. Corn tried to. Of course, you've heard yesterday afternoon's crop ratings are dropping, down 4% on corn, out of good to excellent. Off 3% on the soybean market, but what's also important is that the poor category is increasing, not just the very poor, but the poor categories also. So it shows the Western Corn Belt not holding together. The heat has caused damage. It's a concern. The forecast show a shot of rain for the Western Corn Belt this towards this weekend on Friday. But, boy, if we miss that, that's a problem because they certainly assure heat returning right after the first part of August into the next week. So the grains are kind of on pins and needles here, a little worried about it. Corn more so than the beans at this moment. The wheat trade not following because, well, President Trump had a trip with, has seen President Zelensky from Ukraine. Zelensky came for the funeral for the senator that just passed away, Lindsey Graham. And so him and President Trump have been talking. There's thoughts that maybe they might try to work something out with Russia. But then Russia has also stated that they're going to place military on their bulk carrier grain ships, along with rocket launchers to protect the cargoes from attack. Farmers are really upset. Their prices are so low here going into harvest. They don't get the opportunity to forward price grain like U.S. farmers do. They don't have a futures market. And so that, I know farmers hate futures markets, but then again, you can hedge against it. Grain elevators hedge against it when you call the grain elevator to sell. They don't have that in Russia. So with grain rolling to the ports now and prices are so cheap because they can't get any insurance to buy these ships to move, Russia's got to do something. So they're thinking that might be a game changer. Who knows? But what we do know is the corn and soybean values are firm today. December corn up 6.25, 480.25. Even old crop is up 6.5 at 458.25. Moving on to soybeans, September up 4.25 at 1204, while November new crop up 6 presently at 1219.75. Both corn and beans have been up a dime here. Earlier in the session, they've taken a breather here during the noon hour. We'll see where they go out on the close. Wheat down on the hard wheat contracts. The Chicago is near steady money, up 0.25 right now for September, 660.25. But Kansas down 4.25, 724.75. Minneapolis, September off 2.75 cents. We're at 703.5. Well, December is off 2 cents, 726.5. Cattle futures rebounding today. We're seeing box beef improve along with the feeder index up a little bit. The deferreds are still sharply lower because that's where the Mexican feeder cattle affect more than the front. Front feeder cattle, well, there ain't going to be many here until maybe later in September, and it's reflected in the pricing today. August, the live cattle up today. Hopes that cash trade will improve a little bit. Up $2 at 227.25 for August cattle. October, kind of cementing their support there below 220, that 218, 219 range is showing up as support. So we're higher by 290 right now on the October cattle, 221.67. December cattle gaining $3.62 to 221.02 on the still thought that feeder cattle arriving here won't be fattened by then in time. Feeder cattle, August up 465. 342.90. Feeders for September up 437 at 336.30. October feeder cattle up $1.37, 326.62. November feeders down $1.60, 319.42. January off $2.67 yet, 312.10. Hog futures are mixed. We're steady on the August, 102.97. October gaining 57 cents to 88.37. Over on the gold market today, we are down $45 an ounce, $4,033. Silver, September's down $1.25, $57.45. The Bitcoin July contract down $1,430, $63,535. And crude oil today, we are lower by $3.36 a barrel. September contract, $79.26. Gasoline's down a penny and a half, $3.15. Diesel fuel unchanged, $4.50. Any questions, you can always find us, and that is at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.